Today, let's do a quick podcast and learn a great technique that not many people know about. It's a simple language variation technique that is especially useful when describing IELTS Task 1 charts. One thing that IELTS examiners hate is language repetition, and one thing they love is language variation. One common way to vary language is to use synonyms. Here's an example. Title: Sales of Cars in EU Countries 1999 to 2009. Synonymous language. The chart shows how many automobiles were sold in nations in Europe between 1999 and 2009. The synonymous terms used were cars and automobiles, and countries and nations. This is a nice technique, but it is a little common and not special in any way. Today, let's learn a better technique to impress the IELTS examiner. Instead of using synonymous words, let's try to impress the examiner by using different forms of the same word. One easy way to do this is to exchange nouns for verbs and adjectives for adverbs. Here is an example. Increase is a noun. We can change it to increased, which is a verb. Slight is an adjective. We can change it to slightly, which is an adverb. Let's look at this technique in action. Number one, car sales showed a slight increase between 2004 and 2006. Two, sales of coffee increased slightly between 2004 and 2006. So both of these sentences are saying exactly the same thing, but using different words to do it. If you can put both these structures, which means adjective plus noun and verb plus adverb, in one task one, you will really impress the examiner. Let's look at the grammar, especially the subject, verb, object, in more detail. So in the first sentence, the subject was car sales. The verb was showed. The object was a slight increase. In the second sentence, the subject was sales of coffee. The verb was increased and no object. Now, let's look at four more examples of this technique below. Number one, the domestic car market showed an impressive growth of 50% for three consecutive years from 2001 to 2003. The domestic car market grew impressively by 50% for three consecutive years from 2001 to 2003. Two, the world population grew dramatically between 1950 and 2005. The world population experienced a dramatic growth between 1950 and 2005. Three, the number of British households using their own shopping bags when shopping fell steadily between 1965 and 2005. There was a steady fall in the number of British households using their own shopping bags when shopping between 1965 and 2005. House prices climbed steeply during the first half of the year before falling sharply in August. There was a sharp climb in house prices during the first half of the year before a steep fall in August. So guys, this is a great technique to pull out in your IELTS Task 1 description, and it's also not too hard if you practice the grammar a little bit. Make sure you use both structures in the same essay for maximum score increase. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. See you next time.